Aren't you just happy tonight? You may be seated. Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So happy that He abides with me.
Amen.
Every enemy has been defeated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He says that we are totally delivered.
Yeah.
Oh. Totally delivered. Now we can become that church that He wanted. He says a church that He could have confidence in.
Amen.
A church that would be in one mind, and He says in one accord.
Amen.
He says a place where He could send sick people.
Yes.
He says there only might be just a couple hundred. He says if you got sick people, send them down there to the Branham Tabernacle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said that He wanted to have that unified group.
Amen.
He says that church that would be unified and bonded together. They got all the logs and all the driftwood out of the way and everything. The road's clear. There's no logs that are just underneath the surface. And talking about that this morning, those are the most treacherous ones that you can't see them just underneath the surface. But they're all out of the way. He's cleared them all out of the way for a total deliverance. He said, and if that church will go on the way that you're going now, you and be united together, God will. It's unlimited to what He will do.
Amen.
If we'll stick together.
Amen.
Let's stick together.
Amen.
He says we must stick together. That's how we want to be. So complete with one another and then so complete in the hands of God.
Amen.
Amen. Complete in the hands of God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that we're living under our privileges though. And that's it. That Satan beats us down, that same old thing that he beats us down. He says that the church of the living God, he says it lives underneath our privileges. He said, but he delivered his church so there's no need for us to live under our privileges.
Amen.
There's just no need for us to.
Yeah.
He says there's no need for us to live in a defeated state because he defeated the devil and took all the principalities, all the powers, and subdued them under his feet. And they have no legal right to rule over you. Praise the Lord. He says we're Christians filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We don't have to live under the devil's dictate to us. Christ delivered us. Totally delivered us. Delivered us from evil. He delivered us from sin. He delivered us from habits. He delivered us from talking. He delivers from blackguard. He delivers from all kinds of smutty things. He's totally delivered us and put us into His holy hands, a complete total deliverance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Where would we be if we hadn't had that total deliverance?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what this message brings to the bride of Jesus Christ, a total deliverance away from all the things of the world. And I'm glad He sent us a prophet.
Amen.
And He said He sent us that prophet in that quote where He says He equipped that prophet with everything that he had need of. He gave him everything. He said He didn't give him his personality, his style.
Amen.
I love that. I love the prophet's style.
Amen.
It's our kind of style.
Amen.
It attracted the attention of the bride of Jesus Christ, even the way that he talks.
Yeah.
His word, his mannerism. Hank Tofetch to the bride of Jesus Christ would say, Amen. Amen. Because it was his nature. Everything about him was Jesus Christ in our days.
Amen.
But I got news for you. He equipped you too for everything that you need for this journey on earth. Whatever you need, he said he equipped you too. He says he doesn't have no halfway Christians. He says he makes you a complete Christian in Christ. Amen. You're complete in him. So you have need of nothing. because he's given it to you. He says that we just put that into action. He says he changes us. Amen. Everything about us. Our nature. We're not even the same persons that we are.
Amen.
He says that everything you need for your salvation, everything that you need for this life's journey, he's already given it to you. And it belongs to you. And he gave it to us freely. So thankful that he did, that he gave it to us freely. So that we can, as even the prophet, how many of you have the devil beat you down? You make a mistake. Something that prophet said this morning, I was fellowshipping with the brothers, that just how Satan, sometimes if you do something wrong, and when you do something wrong, you might not make it right then. And the devil come and tell you, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. You couldn't have done that if you had the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't make a mistake. You wouldn't do that. Does anybody not have that problem? Good, that encourages me. Let me see your hands again. That encourages me. Because he tells me you just ain't got it. You couldn't have the Holy Ghost and act like that or do like that or say like that. He tells me that, and I think he says, because Brother Branham says, you know, he says that a real Christian, a son of God, when he does something wrong, he says immediately, he says he wants to make it right. He knows. And Satan beats me up on that and says, you didn't, you let it go, you did it, you justify it. Did you hear that prophet today?
Yes.
He says, when that phone, he says, Sister Branham, come up. And he says, my mom said, Bill, he says, are you sure you should have said that? He goes, he said, you know the way you are. So what he said, you know the way you are. Oh, I wasn't here. I have a right to say that. The prophet of God said he was justifying that. That he wasn't really there. But he says that when he got down to pray for somebody, he says then that Holy Spirit, he knew he was wrong. He done wrong. And that's us. And sometimes is telling the brothers that to me is every night when I get down on my knees before him, my whole day flashes before me. Everything that I said, everything that I did, Lord, did I displease you or did I do wrong? Lord, forgive me. I want to make that right. He said, that's a true son of God. He says, if he wasn't, and it doesn't mean nothing, you'd continue to justify it. But God even let his prophet equip him that he could come down and do things when people point out and say, see that prophet, he made a mistake, he did wrong. Sorry. Just like me, that's the same devil that says, you're doing wrong, that you're not a son of God. It's the same devil that says that about the prophet. I'm a son of God, and I know, and he forgives me. He doesn't even see it. He looks beyond that. All he can see is that blood sitting there atoning for you day and night, day and night. Amen. Praise the Lord. That wonderful blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like he says, he said it's like the fresh bread. He said in the wilderness, he said that they didn't eat that same bread. He said he gave them a new bread every day. He said they couldn't touch that bread. That's why we burn it. He says at our communion afterwards, he give them fresh. He says, and every day he gives us a new experience with him. Every day is a new experience with him. How wonderful. And we got one this morning.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And guess what? You're going to get one tonight.
Amen.
So we're going to get another new experience with him tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I do believe that we have a couple baby dedications tonight. So if we'll sing our little song, bringing them in. If you want to bring the little ones up here. Okay. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in.
Abigail Joy.
Abigail Joy. That's a catch, huh? How beautiful. Praise the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, what a privilege it is to come before your throne tonight, Lord, and to hold this little token of love that you've given to this family, Lord. Father, how great thou art. You are the giver of all good gifts, Lord. And Father, to see this family come up here in obedience to your word, Lord, and wanting to give little Abigail back into your hands, Lord, for a life of service, Lord, that you'll watch her, that you'll keep her, that, Lord, you'll keep your hand up over all the days of her life. And Father, we pray if there is a tomorrow, that she will be part of that bride, Lord. We know that she is, Lord, because the token has done been applied to her, Lord. And Father, I take these unworthy hands and I place her back into your hands, Lord. May you be with her, Lord. Be with this family, Lord, and the little family that you've given them, Lord. May you lead, guide, and direct them, Lord. May you always be the guest in their home, Lord Jesus. May you bless little Abigail now as we place her back into your hands for a life of service and dedication, Lord. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. We ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Checking out William. What's his name?
Lucas Zander.
Lucas.
Lucas.
Hello, Lucas. Hello there. Hello there. I better be careful. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, as we approach your throne one more time, that Lord, to be here in your presence, Lord, because you promised us with two or three were gathered together in your name, that you'd be in their midst, Lord. And Father, as I hold this little token of love that you've given into this family, Lord, what a blessing, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you'll be on little Luca, that you'll keep your hand up over him, Lord. May you watch and protect him, Lord. And Father, may his life be a blessing to others, Lord. And Father, where as he goes in this life, that Lord, the mother and father would love to be there and to watch out after him and to keep him, but they can't, Lord. So they want to bring him and place him in your hands, Lord, so that you'll always be there, Lord, that you'll always watch out after him, that you'll always keep him, Lord. And Father, may his life be a blessing to this little family, Lord. And may you be the invited guest always in their home, Lord. May a night never go by until they call out your name and they speak to you, Lord. Give them that what they have need of to raise their child, Lord, in the admonition of this word, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord. Now I take him and I present him to you, Lord, for a life of service, Lord. May you bless and be with him, keep him, strengthen him, comfort him, Lord. Keep him in your hands, for we ask it in the name that's above all names, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the fields of sin, oh, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. May we all stand now as we just invite that Holy Spirit, as we bow our heads. We want to just let him know once again how much that we love him. How much that we thank him for all of his goodness and mercy to us. How much we thank him for this opportunity that we have tonight to be in his presence. To be able to hear his word. I want to thank him special, Lord, that you let this message be recorded. So that I could hear, thus saith the Lord. Now, I wouldn't have to take nobody else's word for it. I could hear it for myself, the voice of God speak to my heart, Lord. Amen. To hear your angel messenger call out a bride. Amen. There was a shout that went forth. Amen. And I heard it. Amen. You have no grandchildren. You only have sons and daughters. Yes. And Father, we are your children, your bride, Lord Jesus. Yes. We have come tonight to worship you. And to honor you, Lord Jesus. And we just want you to come and to be with us, Lord, in a special way. We have some prayer requests that has come in. Our sister, Janice Farley, she's in pain. We had some different ones that come in this morning. Remember, again, is our brother Cook. And our sister Heidi Dalton again. But God knows each and every one of them.
Amen.
And if I don't say their name, He knows their names.
Amen.
He knows the request. And now we've come and confessed that, Lord, we are your children. And your prophet said that church, if you got any sick, bring them to the Branham Tabernacle.
Amen.
Because their prayers go to heaven.
Yes.
And they're going to hear from heaven. And so we fully expect that these requests, that He's going to meet those needs, each and every one of them.
Amen.
Because we're believing for them.
Amen.
And we're believing for one another, united together in unity and in love. He said, stick together, love together.
Amen.
Don't let nothing come between you.
Amen.
Just to love one another. Then that's the Spirit of Christ. He says, when you have love for one another,
yes,
that's the Spirit of Christ. And that's what we want, Lord.
Yes.
But Lord, we do have needs. We have wants. We have loved ones. We have prayer requests. And Lord, we're going to raise our hand and say, Lord, do you know what my need is?
Yes.
And I want you to give it to me, Lord. And I'm believing tonight for it.
Yes.
And He's going to give it to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise.
So let's just welcome Him as we sing our little song. The reach out and touch Him as He comes by. And how wonderful it is to think that our God, that same pillar of fire that day in and day out that we see a picture of over His prophet, that same pillar of fire, that same anointing is in this room right now.
Amen.
And He's moving in and out of the aisles and back and forth around His children. He's coming back and forth and just being there with you. And He loves you. And He loves you to worship Him. And Lord, we just want to reach out and grab you, Lord, and hold on to you. You are Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. Whatever we have need of, Lord, you will provide it. You have provided it. What more will you do? Father, we love you. Let's just sing that song as I invite our brother William to come up and take these prayer requests before the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to precious Lord, how great Thou art, Father. How we love You, Lord, from the depths of our heart, and we worship Your name, Lord. Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts for what You've done for us, Lord. How You've been with us and watched over us and through our lives, Lord, and You've brought us to this place, Father. At this time, Lord, to gather once again with Your children, Lord, to hear Your word, Lord, and just to be blessed, Father, and to be encouraged, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we just love You with all of our hearts, Lord. Father, just be with us in a special way, Lord. We feel Your presence moving in and out and all around us, Lord. And we're so thankful, Lord, that You would come down and visit a people like us, Lord. How we love You with the depth of all of our heart, Lord. We love You, Lord. Father, we just want to bring these requests to You, Lord. You know all about them, every single one, Lord, that was written, that was unspoken, or represented by hand, Lord. Father, we know and believe by faith that it's already finished, Lord. We know that, Lord. It's Your word, and we just love You for it, Lord, for being so kind to us, Lord, and blessing us when we're so unlovable, Lord. You brought us out, Father, and You lifted us up on higher ground, Lord, and in heavenly places to hear Your word. And You gave us the revelation of this message, Lord, and that voice, Lord, how it just soothes our innermost souls, Lord. How we love You, Lord, and we thank You, Father. Lord, just be with us, Father, in the remainder of the service, and
Lord, the songs that we're about to sing and the worship to you, Lord, we just want to worship with all of our hearts, Lord. Just want to be a blessing, Father, to you and to worship, for you are so worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy of all of our worship, Lord. Father, just be with us through the remainder of this service, Lord. We commit every part into your hands, Lord, and just ask you to be with us in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Just reach out. Living by faith today. Amen. Brother Samuel and I were talking just earlier. Just every time I sing this, we just can't help but be encouraged by it. And it's what we are all doing, living by faith. Amen. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er and all of my worry is vain. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, obscuring the brightness of light. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in his great love, and from all harm saved, in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no.
Privilege to be gathered in your house through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, as we gather these tithes and offerings as part of the worship service, Lord, we pray that you bless each giver. May you multiply this to go to the work of the Lord. Help us as we hear your word this evening, Father. Speak to our hearts. Help those in need. May they receive what they need in their life, in their body. Be with us now, we pray. We thank you for this time to be in your house. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.
I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. And from all our sin, safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Oh, I'm living my faith in Jesus above. Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
rock of my salvation. And oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. And oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Sister Emma. Thank you so much. Amen. That's the truth. A little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. It's a little song that I just love to sing. It's just any day now, our Lord is coming. And I was just right around the corner, and I believe with all my heart, oh, we've been watching and we're waiting. Amen.
Amen.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been just any day now, His face I'll see. Just one more time as He stands. Just any day.
Seed of Abraham, the elected, before the foundation of the world, to hear this word. Amen. Nothing we did or merited then Lord, you give it to us. We accept it, Lord Jesus. The revealed word spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4. Once again, to welcome back to the pulpit tonight our prophet and God's messenger, to bring us fresh bread meant for the children, a new experience for the bride that we're waiting for. The message is without money, without price. God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.